Hello again, it's me again. I'm back. I told you a little bit about myself in episode one. This is episode two. Let me give you a little bit of history. I started out wrong, and by that I mean I had my first child when I was 17 or 18. I can't remember, but I was still a teenager. I had her young. I had no clue of what I was doing. I didn't even know about sex, let alone even liked sex. I was just doing it because I liked the boy. Let me tell you how I met the boy. So, we talking about somebody who was still playing with toys, still playing with Cabbage Patch Kids, still had a speaking spell, everything. So, one day, my mother was gone, and my older sister decided, okay, I'm going outside. She said she's going with a friend. So, me, of course, didn't want to be in the house by myself, asked if I can go too. What did I do that for? I'm going to tell y'all. That was the beginning of living my life so backwards. I started out completely on a wrong path. And I know a lot of people can relate to what I'm saying. Peer pressure is real. And it will make you do things that you never in a million years dreamed you would do. And get to my age like I am now and wish that I can go back and erase everything. Everything. Do you hear me? Everything to this point now. I am on a journey to reset my way of thinking as a woman. To reset my soul. My soul has been broken into pieces. And you'll find out every day, because I'm going to get on here and give a description every day of how I feel and what the day is like and what the day brings, because I'm still trying to heal from everything. I was traumatized. And the funny part is I did a lot of traumatization to myself. So I am also on a journey to rediscover myself, to heal my soul, to learn how to forgive myself, and to move on from my past. Because right now, I'm going to be honest with y'all, I'm stuck in my past. Every day I have flashbacks, and I go all the way back to being a teen and having my first child. I have serious flashbacks about it. And some days it's funny, and some days I just want to strangle myself, because it's like, now that I look back on it and I think about all the things that I did, I made major mistakes, stupid mistakes, mistakes that I could change. So back to what I was saying about having my daughter at an early age, a teenager really, and following behind my older sister and her friend, and ended up meeting this boy. Well, he was a man. I didn't know he was a man. I think I was 13 when I met him. And he was already 21. But he looked like he was about 16. So, you know, I'm thinking it's okay to meet him and be his little girlfriend or whatever. Because it was exciting to me, even though I really wasn't even into boys. So, to make a long story short, I started liking this boy. Never knew nothing about boys. Never knew how I should have a boy treat me before I called myself being a girlfriend, which led to a downward spiral. I'm up here trying to experiment with sex with somebody. I don't know nothing about sex. Don't know the first thing about sex. Still playing with toys. Mind you, following behind my sister and her friend, because I didn't want to be in the house by myself. So what happened was I ended up calling myself his girlfriend. Now, you and I both know I wasn't his girlfriend. He was 21. He lived on another side of town. And I knew nothing about him, what he was doing. I'm going to tell y'all what's so funny. When I got pregnant with him, I wouldn't have sex no more because I was thinking that it was going to hurt the baby. But I was so into him and didn't know the first thing about him till I named my baby Miss Thiggs. That was her last name, because that was what I heard them call his mother, Miss Thiggs. So I'm thinking that's his last name, not really even knowing his last name. So when I had the baby, I still didn't know nothing about him, y'all. I still didn't know. And right now to this day, I think my daughter is so mad at me. After a long while and I had the baby, I started to, learn little things about him. And by then it was too late, because he got killed when she was 6 weeks old. So I had this baby that was 6 weeks old with a name. I don't know where the name came from. His family didn't like me because, mind you, they knew how old he was versus how old I was. I still didn't even know how old he was. Now, I didn't have a baby. Then named it something that I heard his friends calling his mama. And still didn't know nothing about him. That's the beginning of a downward spiral. And it has scarred not only me, but my daughter is a grown woman and married. She had to go through the whole process of having her last name changed because I messed up. And when a young girl doesn't know better or is not showed how to do better and how to do or how to be in life around boys and other people, they don't know how to do better. They just do what comes, whatever comes to their head. And that was an example of me. Another thing I want to tell y'all is, after all of the traumatizing I did to myself, now I'm 45 years old, I just recently sat down. I bought a whole set of dictionaries so that I, and even though I can pull it up on Google or whatever, Siri, and ask them what the meaning of it was, I like to read. I decided to buy the dictionary and to look up self-worth. Don't laugh at me, y'all, but it's a lot of women just like me, probably older than me, some younger, don't know the definition of self-worth. I did not know it. It had never came to my head until, like I said, I did all the traumatization to myself, traumatizing myself. So after all of the traumatization, just learning, I told one of my good friends, that I just learned the meaning of self-worth. And you know, all the stuff that I've done to myself and I've let happen to me along the way, I'm not embarrassed to let people know exactly what happened in my past, exactly what I'm going through at this moment, and how I am experiencing life and resetting my mind, body, and my soul. So if you don't like my content and you don't like what I'm saying, you are free to go. But if you want to hear more, sit back and listen, because every day, I like I said, I have flashbacks every day of something that happened in my past. And right now I'm having a flashback of when I first had my daughter and how I was lollygagging around with a man that was 21 years old while I'm 13, 14 year old, having sex with him, not knowing nothing about him, didn't ask no questions. All I knew is that I had a boyfriend, and all I was to him, I was not his girlfriend. I was this little girl that he would come and see, that he could have sex with whenever he felt like it, and I wouldn't ask no questions. And to make a long story short, I'm listening to his friends call his mama Miss Thiggs. So when I finally had the baby, I didn't name my baby last name some Thiggs. Didn't find out until after the man was killed, while the baby was 6 weeks old, that wasn't even his last name. So now this baby got a last name. I don't even know what the name is. So when she grew up, still broke, dumb, and stupid, walking around, he couldn't even change my baby's name to my name. She had to grow up, become a grown lady, start traveling the world, only to discover that she had this name. She didn't even know how to pronounce it. She had to change this name. So, you know, I sit back now and it's funny to me, but it's also painfully funny, meaning that I could cry while I'm telling you this, but it don't make no sense to cry because it's something I did to myself, you know, and I apologize to my daughter, and every day I just pray that one day she could forgive me because of how things turned out. You know, even though they turned out good and I'm learning myself, self-discovery, and I'm being better as a person, you know, you have to talk about it to let it go. And so I figure if I get a podcast and maybe some other people can come out and share their ways that they're self-discovering themselves and learning about themselves, because I don't even know myself. You will find out along the way that I have not a clue of who I am. Not one clue. And I'm going to tell you, maybe about 2 months ago, I said, well, maybe I'm supposed to just be somebody's mama. Never a wife. Never loved by nobody or even feeling like I'm loved by anybody, including my kids. Sometimes I sit back and I wonder, do they love me? I know they do. But, you know, I never even really knew real love. I walked around still to this day, just learning myself, just stopping, thinking that sex was love. Thinking that all you had to do was have sex and that mean the man love you. Lord, I am so wrong. So wrong. So that's just episode 2, the beginning of a downward spiral. I'm coming back up, y'all. I'm coming back up. I just want y'all to hear the story. Every day, I'm going to share something. Now, you can listen or you don't have to listen, but this is my story.